Welcome to the Atlanta News First podcast, where we cover breaking news, live events, and your community stories. Everything you need to stay in the know while on the go. Georgia's latest legislative attempt to oversee and discipline locally elected district attorneys has been signed into law. Senate Bill 332 attempts to implement rules and procedures for the Prosecuting Attorneys Qualification Commission, an agency Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says will ensure DAs and solicitors general fulfill their constitutional and statutory duties. The governor delivered brief remarks before signing the bill.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Let me just thank you guys for being with us today. Marty and I are proud to be with Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, Speaker John Burns, a lot of leadership from both chambers of the General Assembly, including the sponsors of the legislation, and mentioning them here in just a little bit. Today, I'll gladly sign SB 332 into law, finishing an important process that we started last year with SB 92. This legislation will help us ensure rogue or incompetent prosecutors are held accountable if they refuse to uphold the law. As we know all too well, crime has been on the rise across the country, and it's especially prevalent in cities where prosecutors are giving criminals a free pass or failing to put them behind bars due to lack of professional conduct. When out-of-touch prosecutors put politics over public safety, the community suffers and people and property are put at risk. Today, we are renewing our commitment that we won't forfeit public safety for prosecutors who let criminals off the hook. Georgians deserve better, and they deserve to feel safe in their own communities. So again, I want to thank Senator Robertson, President Pro Tem Kennedy, Leaders Gooch and F. Strachan, and Representative Gullett and Gaines for their work on this legislation and seeing it through the finish line.
Congratulations. All right, good job.
You've just been listening to Atlanta News First. For more on this story, download the Atlanta News First app.